I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Today, technology and the future world. This week, the satirical website The Onion released a newscast they say is from the year 2137. They tell us it was acquired through wormhole technology. In the future, things aren't going so well.
Government contractors announced today that construction on the Omega-12 particle accelerator, which will destroy all life on Earth and finally bring an end to humanity's suffering, is facing much delays.
The video marks the first foray into paid content for The Onion, and we're joined by Mark Lieberman, The Onion's VP of Business Development, and Carol Kolb, head writer for Onion News Network. Let's hear some more from the future.
Criticalism is piling up near President Performance H. Wilson, who was voted into office for his sixth term primarily because he promised to kill us all.
You don't need a bunch of empty promises. You need to die.
Let's talk about the future as envisioned in Future News, and it's awfully bleak. Everyone is eager to die. Robots are setting up speed dating sessions for humans. Mutant beetles are attacking humans, although there's some controversy over whether the media is exaggerating those attacks. Why are things deteriorating so much?
Well, I don't know. We just report the news as we got it through the satellite, so we don't exactly know why everything fell apart. It was something to do with the burn down, which happened in 2050. I don't know. It just like destroyed 3/4 of the United States. But I guess basically what happened is every problem that we have today in the world, whether it's like overpopulation or it's environmental problems or wars, they just got worse.
What do you find funny about a horrific nightmare hellscape?
It's the sort of nightmare that makes you laugh, I hope.
Are you saying you don't find a giant beetle attack on a little girl funny?
Is that inherently funnier than a future where it isn't like that?
Well, I think it's more the joke is on the media. It's just sort of the Onion News Network and their desire to get the most viewers by showing the most sensational material. I think that's where the satire is.
And desperate, hopeless people in impossible situations have always been a big part of The Onion's content.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of just the same old area man, the story about the regular guy. So, you know, in the future, it's the area man working in the silicone mines, and he's a slave to the robots in California X.
California X is the new name for California. There's a whole new vernacular being used here in this video, frustrage and... true reality.
That's become a regular word in my own vernacular.
I was going to ask, like, these words that exist in the future that you're envisioning, have those spilled backwards in time into your own everyday speech?
Yeah, absolutely. It's frustrageous how we can't stop saying it.
How long did it take to produce?
I can't remember how long, but we fought back and forth with the wormhole technology for some time. Once it actually started working, we were able to capture the transmission pretty quickly. Then, unfortunately, it crapped out on us again.
Is this going to be an ongoing series, Carol?
Well, I guess we'll just have to see if the wormhole opens up again.
Remain motionless to be informed.
Carol Kolb and Mark Lieberman from The Onion. Speaking of videos in the future, YouTube wants you to record what you're doing on July 24th. The clips will be turned into a documentary of what the world was like that day, just in case our great-grandchildren care. The Social Network is a movie about Facebook coming out this fall, but it won't be advertised on Facebook. That's because Facebook won't allow advertisements that reference Facebook unless Facebook helps make the ads. I'm sorry to have said Facebook so many times in a row. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. News from a company called Future Robot of Korea.
I'm listening.
Its official name is Emotional Service Robot. It's on wheels, moves a bit like a Roomba vacuum cleaner, holds a display screen. It can even take credit card orders, so it could be used in shops and restaurants. But what really sets it apart is the face.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's like a cartoon woman face on the little TV set that it or she uses for a head, and the face changes expression and talks to you.
안녕하세요. 저는 퓨처 로봇의 피로입니다.
We have video at futuretense.publicradio.org.
I wonder if they can program it to be real nice to you as you're paying so that you leave a big tip. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.